down here?
No.
Where you're in Alabama, they say light wood instead of kindling?
And that's a foreign expression to most people that I've talked to mm-hmm. here in Arkansas. Have you ever heard that?
No, I never have. Well,
what about the things that you put the logs across inside the fireplace?
I have a cradle. Let's see. What most people have andirons.
Uh-huh. You ever heard those called anything besides that?
I probably have, but I can't think of it right now.
Ever heard called fire dogs or dog irons?
Dog irons, I think I've heard that. Right.
Would an older person be more likely to use that, do you think?
Not my family.
It's usually andirons.
Andirons.
Well, what about, you know, when you burn a good bit of wood in a fireplace, you'll have this black substance form on the sides?
The soot.
And what about when the wood has completely burned? They only think it have left?
Ashes.
What color are those usually?
Gray.
Hello? Yeah. Oh, good grief. Well, listen, I'm being interviewed. Just walk on home. And listen, tell the people at Exxon, you know, at the Exxon station, tell them about it and tell them to go see what's the matter with it. Okay? Bye-bye.
The car died again. I'll tell you, everything mechanical is just going to pieces. It's just terrible.
Knock on wood. I hope I don't have any trouble with my car.
Okay, we were at Gray Ashes.
You're Gray Ashes.
Mm-hmm.
What about, right above the fireplace, you'll usually have a...
Mantle.
Yeah. You ever heard that called anything besides mantle?
Don't think so. May have.
Maybe,
I'm not a good crossword puzzle person. if I get one term, it's just...
What about, the thing right at the top of the house, made out of brick that the smoke goes through?
Chimney.
Yeah, if it were one of these tall things, a factory or an industrial plant, what would the
smokestack?
That would be the smokestack. Well, what about some typical things that you would have in your living room?
Some things I would have in my living room. Well, in my living room, I would... I wish they'd go away. I bet that's security over at Henderson.
Campus police?
Mm-hmm. Well, in my living room, I have an old trestle table, which belonged to my great-grandfather. In fact, was the board of directors table for the Citizens Bank when it was formed here, and was in the basement of the Cata Hotel for a long time. And we resurrected it and brought it back in. It's not a very pretty piece of furniture, but it holds a lot of things. And I have a couch and some chairs and a piano, and I wish I had some end tables. It's not completely furnished yet. One of these days it will be. Lamps. Drawings, pictures, paintings, that sort of thing.
Do you want to shoot for a particular hour or just when? Or
go ahead. I'll tell you when I have to cook supper. That'll be the only thing.
Okay. Well, what about typical things that you would have in your bedroom?
Well, we have a dresser, and we have a small couch in there, a love seat. King size bed, end tables, lamps, just your standard sort of thing. We have a